You can keep talking. Why don't you introduce yourself?
I'm Herman Yost, Bishop of the South Carolina Synod of the ELCA. And I'm here today because I have five Latino congregations. Last night I met with 12 of our Latino young people who are living with a lot of fear over their future and the future of their family members, and are very anxious about this border situation and are deeply distressed about families being separated at the border. And I told them and promised them that I would be here today so they could go and be a part of our youth gathering, the ELCA youth gathering here in Houston with 30,000, and they could be a part of what they are here to do, but I would come and represent them and represent our concerns.
Well, who's this fellow standing right next to you?
I'm John Roth. I'm the Bishop of the Central and Southern Illinois Synod of the ELCA, and I'm here today because I have lots of congregations and families in my synod who find it precious and dear to have the family unit upheld and supported and keep families intact. Strongly family-based area of the country, and that's why I'm here to support that perspective of my people.
And so we don't forget, this is Oral Fitzsimmons with Local 100, deep in the heart of Texas.
My name's Jared Kushner. I'm the son-in-law to the President of the United States, and I came here today because I see what my father-in-law is doing, and I'm just very embarrassed about it.
Well, Thanksgiving ought to be interesting.
Oh, Lord.
So, I assume you're going to have Thanksgiving dinner with him in the White House, but that's maybe a wild
assumption. I'll see what I can do.
Well, if you see...
It's really his... my wife that he needs to talk to.
Well,
that's
if
not
you happen to get a chance, give him my condolences. So, is this the first demonstration you've been to, or are you a long-term demonstrator?
I've been to several.
Several? Yeah, well, I've been demonstrating since the war in Vietnam. We had I was here at the University of Houston. I was chairman of the committee to end the war in Vietnam, and hey, we got that ended eventually. Unfortunately, I had to end up, after 6 years of college, the deferment ran out, so I had to go join the National Guard, and of all places, I ran into George W. Bush. He was in my unit, so unfortunately, he wasn't president at the time. I don't know. I cooked him breakfast every morning. So,
and eventually, our congressional leaders will figure out a more fair
really
and
important.
Just immigration reform.
Really important.
And that's what we're ultimately advocating for, and taking some of the political battle out of it, and bringing people together and saying, how can we do this? Because our immigration system's been broken for a long time.
Right. Well, we have a senator here in the state of Texas, a guy named Ted Cruz. It seems like his policies may be a little bit different than ours if we had a chance to vote. Of course, he's up for re-election coming up here soon. We'll see if the people in the state of Texas really care.
I'm not going to get into those sorts of things.
No harm in trying.
Because that's not what we're about. We're about bringing people together. We're about finding common solutions to these problems. Well, thanks a lot.
Hey, thanks for talking.
Who you are, why you're here.
If you want, it's on acornradio.org. Bingo. I mean, that's easy to remember.
Right.
You've probably heard of Acorn before.
Maybe let's face away from the sun.
Thanks.
My father was a.
This is Oral Fitzsimmons again, deep in the heart of Texas. We're here in Houston, Texas today at a demonstration about immigration. And we have with us
Walker Smith.
And are you from here in Houston?
I live here now, yes. I'm originally a lot of other places, but I live here now.
Well, that's true of most Houston people.
Yes, that's right.
So why are you here today?
I'm here today to support all of the people that are being oppressed by this country and its fake laws that it's doing right now. This is horrifying. We're in a very, very rough time, and it's just easy targets, soft targets. They pick on people who don't have any system in place to support them, so we're showing up to be their system.
Have you seen the yesterday in the mail I got a weekly New Yorker magazine, and they had a picture of five little kids around the legs of the Statue of Liberty looking like they were terrified.
A picture and paints a thousand words.
It really does.
Yes.
Are you going to be doing, I know you're coming to this demonstration, which is a good thing. It's going on all over the country today.
Yes.
Do you have any plans to do anything after that?
Well, I have a book out, actually, that...
Oh, tell me about the book!
Historical fiction. It's a novel, but it's based on the Spanish Civil War time, a family that goes through that. And as I researched it, you would be amazed at how much the similarity. I mean, there was Mussolini and Hitler and Franco all working together.
Now we have Ted Cruz and
Mr. Trump.
Oh, no,
now we have Mr. Trump, we have Kim Jong-un, and we have Putin. And that is the same... That's very frightening because they're very similar. The similarities are scary. They're very, it's almost like they're using that as a blueprint for what they're doing.
Well, we're going to be broadcasting this in a radio station in New Orleans.
Oh, wonderful. I lived there.
Across
I lived there 3 years.
Air,
I
love you know, it. Yeah. Only in New Orleans, but it's on the internet. So you can actually go to acornradio.org and hear yourself.
Acorn. Yes. And can I say the name of my book?
Sure.
It's called The Weight, W-E-I-G-H-T, of a Pearl. The Weight of a Pearl.
Can you get it on Amazon?
Yes.
Well, I'll go buy it today then.
Yes.
Weight.
The Weight of a Pearl. And it doesn't sound like anything related to war, but it does cover
that. Well, great. Well, I've been against wars all my life.
Yes, absolutely. And you're Union, and you're my brother.
Yes.
I'm a
Local
Union
100.
Rat.
We do the school district employees here in Houston.
Okay. Oh,
and
good.
Also Head Start, so we're invested in education.
My father was airlines, so I marched the picket line with him long,
Well, my
long
wife
time
works
ago.
For a union, CWA, that
yes.
has a lot of airline workers in it.
The union has to stay strong.
So we're a union family. Thanks for the interview.
Thank you very
Bye-bye.
Much.
Bye-bye. It's for my radio station. Hi, this is Oral Fitzsimmons again here at the protest for immigration. We have a very famous person here in Houston. Why don't you introduce yourself?
I don't know about all the famous part, but this is Larry Payne, and I'm so glad to be here with you and standing with all these young people about an issue that's so important to our present and our future as a people, as a nation, as a city, and a state. If we don't get this right from a humanity standpoint, we have no one to blame but ourselves as adults. These young people here are counting on us to make sure we do our part.
Well, I just think that the Rio Grande River is just a river. And I'm sure we agree on that.
We agree on that.
Is there anything else you'd like to say? That this is we have a new radio station. It's actually broadcast live, in New Orleans, mm-hmm. but it's on the internet. So if you wanted to go hear your beautiful baritone voice, you could go to acornradio.org.
All right.
You've heard of Acorn before.
I have, of course.
And we now have a radio station that broadcasts worldwide. We have programs on it, not just for Texas and Louisiana, right. but all over the world, England, Egypt, South
That's
America.
Great news.
So
that is
it's,
really great news.
We're trying to let people know what's going on all over the world. And now you're going to be going on all over the world.
Well, I understand from looking at the maps, these rallies are happening literally all over the world today.
And we're making history.
And then we're making history.
It's not the first rally we've ever been
and
to.
I was going
to
say, it's not our first rodeo, nor our first rally, nor our last march and demonstration. Good to be with you, man.
Thank you, Mr. Right. Payne. Hello again. This is Oral Fitzsimmons from Local 100 in Houston, Texas, deep in the heart of Texas. I'm here today at an immigration rally in Houston that's going on all around the country. And we have with us...
Tony Murphy.
And Tony, why are you here today?
I'm here.
This is not an Astro event.
No, it's not an Astro.
You have a hat on.
It's not an Astro event. I'm here because I'm concerned about what I see happening in my country.
Tell me about it.
The separation of children from families as they cross the border illegally, arguably, but nevertheless, to me, it's a human rights issue. Children should not be separated from their parents. And to separate them and then introduce into that equation the possibility that parents may be deported, but their children are still here in the system, it's cruel and inhumane. And it's not who we are as a country.
Well, it is a pretty sad state of affairs, but it's been a sad state of affairs for a couple of years now. We do need to rise up, and that's what we're doing today. Sitting here telling the authorities in this country to start treating little babies a little bit nicer.
Yes.
Because whatever happens to them when they're young usually carries on through their whole life. So it's important how we treat these little babies. I have an eight-month-old grandson, and we are being real sweet to him. So you lived here in Houston all your life?
I'm originally born in Washington, D.C.
Right.
I moved to Houston 12 years ago.
Oh, well, welcome to the fray. I've been here since 1960.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, it's a great
But
state.
We're welcoming at least city. Mm-hmm. Some parts of the state may not be so welcoming, but, it's a great day for a protest.
Yes, indeed.
And hopefully it'll get started sometime soon. Thanks for the interview. If you want to listen to this, we are... Hi, this is Oral Fitzsimmons again at the immigration rally in Houston, Texas. Today, these rallies are going on all over the country. I now have one of the participants with me. His name is?
Peter Chalich.
And you from here in Houston?
Yes, I am.
Which part of town?
Westbury.
All right.
No, actually, Meyerland.
Meyerland. Well, how was the flood?
I got flooded out.
Oh, well, I'm sorry about that. I was in the Heights. I barely missed it by a little bit.
Yeah,
so, why are you here today?
Well, this stuff is sickening me. They're tearing apart of families. I heard one case where they ripped a baby off a woman's breast, for God's sake. They're taking 2-3 months old.
Well, some people say that's America.
That's America? Well, this could be...
the new America.
The new America. I'll be 75 years old next month, August the 3rd.
I'll be 70 in December, so I'm going to catch it.
August the 3rd, incidentally, is the day Columbus set sail for the New World. Check that out. But anyway, I've been talking to people. I'm not really a liberal, actually.
Well, not everybody is.
No,
you're going to be voting this election in November?
I'm one of those, what they call rhinos, Republicans in name only.
In name only?
Yes.
Well, the image of what a Republican is slowly changing, it seems like. As a matter of fact, recently some high-profile Republicans, George Will and the other guy that used to be McCain's campaign manager, and a bunch of other people had left the party. Even James Carville's wife Madeline left the party.
Well, I used to think of myself as a Rockefeller Republican, but there are just few of us around. Rockefeller certainly never would have done this.
Well, Rockefeller wouldn't have done it. Hey, Ronald Reagan wouldn't have done it. Let's be blunt about it. A matter of fact, the only one who would have done it was maybe some guy that used to run a reality TV show. Maybe someone like that might do it.
Well, we have Trump. What the person that hasn't been focused on is that Stephen Miller.
Say that again?
Stephen Miller has not been focused on enough.
Well, Stephen Miller looks the part.
Look to your left a little bit.
If you want to talk about, Germany in 1939, he looks the part.
He's a sad excuse for a Jew.
Well,
very sad.
You can tell a person by the folks he hangs out with. And if it's not Mr. Miller, then it's Mr. Bolton. They're both sad examples
Bolton?
Of people. Yeah.
John, well, here's the deal. I'm a Vietnam vet. And so you have John, I don't want to die in a rice paddy Bolton. He actually said that. Trump with his deferments. Now he's a tough guy. Come on.
Yeah. Well, and of course, our leader, fearless leader, had bone spurs. It didn't stop him from playing golf, but, or chasing women in downtown Manhattan. But
he had five other. And then he goes on the Stern Show and says, well, my Vietnam was avoiding venereal disease. He said that on the...
Well, and I'd like to say, and he's a great American. As sarcastically as I possibly can. So are you thinking about leaving the party like all your other good buddies, or are you going to stick it out and hope by tacitly supporting someone that's doing this by being in his party, can make him better in the long run?
Well, if I leave, I won't go Democrat.
Well, that's okay. A lot of these guys we just talked about didn't become Democrats. They just left the party that's repugnant.
Yeah, but
and,
the Democrats just can't seem to get their act together. They have nobody. You see, the Democrats, they're falling in the footsteps of Obama, who was too damn nice. Obama would have been a good president of the University of Chicago.
Well, I think you're right about that. He was a little bit overly nice to the Republicans.
He did not know.
And the Democrats.
He was not a politician because Obama's deal was, look, I'm rational, I'm reasonable, people will see reason and agree with me. No. What Trump has shown us is that politics is the art of the irrational.
Well, he did.
To a large degree.
He did put in the process of catching Mr. Bin Laden. That was a good thing he did.
Yes, that was good.
A lot of people would have made that call because, it was a pretty chancy call, but he made it and it turned out okay.
He didn't confront the Republicans enough at the
time. I think you're right about that. Of course, they had the majority there, except for the first 2 years. I wish he'd got more done in the first 2 years before he lost the majority. I work with the labor union. By the way, this is acornradio.org. You can listen to your interview on the air if you want to, just on your cell phone. When it comes out, it won't be out for about 3 or 4 more days. It takes a while for us to process it, but listen to it. And
I have to go. That's my daughter over there.
Which is the daughter with the kids?
No, that's her friend. That's her friend
with the sign.
Yeah, no? That's my daughter with the sign. Then it's her friend Sarah and her husband. That's their child there.
We're doing an interview. Would you like to come and join in on it?
I'm on Acorn Radio.
Think about that for a second.
All right, I gotta go, bud.
Okay, it's been a pleasure. Or is that sometimes?
And we were just cooking. So.
So why are you here today?
I'm here to support the families who are being ripped apart.
What about the babies?
It's unreal that they're taking babies away from their mothers. And there are babies who don't even know where they come from. Toddlers are being asked, what country do you come from? And they cannot answer that question.
Yeah, some of the tallest can't even say who their mommy is. They recognize
my
her, but they don't know
mommy.
Mommy.
Yeah, yeah.
And why are you here?
I'm here to support the people of the United States. This is not who we are. I just talked to my sister, who is in Brownsville. And she was communicating with one of the immigration lawyers, and they were saying, these children are lost. They don't know where they are.
They don't know where they are.
They don't know. The government doesn't know where they are. So obviously their parents won't. You just can't, you know, it's like, how can that even be allowed? This is not who we are.
Well, it's not, you know, and they at least be able to get the, now that they've decided to bring them back together, they don't seem to be able to do that.
No, they can't do it. That's insane.
You get a guy out, you start asking the kids, or you ask them, there's some way to do it. Even if you put them all in the Astrodome and go find your kid.
Yeah.
That's not the thing. You could do that. I mean, maybe not. Well, ask them, or Reliant, just get them all together. There's only a couple thousand. They'll fit in the Reliant Stadium, and then bring all the parents in, and, you know, eventually you get down to, you find your kid.
Well, they're coming from all different places. So,
well, they sent them to all different places.
That's the point.
Well, they can send them back here to Houston, and we'll sort them out for
us.
We ought to get the mayor to volunteer that.
We will sort them out, and our mayor
would
do that.
That would be a good use of the Astrodome, wouldn't it?
Well, maybe, I don't know if you've been in the Astrodome lately.
maybe Reliant.
Reliant Stadium would be the way to do it, or maybe the baseball park.
But
maybe when they all get together, have a baseball game for them all. You know,
there you go.
They all like baseball. Maybe a soccer game.
I said the other day, even the Nazis identified who their kids were.
I expected them to start
everybody
doing that.
Had a number, and everybody
which stayed
was,
with them for the rest of their lives.
That's the worst thing we can say about our system that's in place right now. That, you know, even in the worst of circumstances, at least they knew where these kids came from.
At least they could have thought it out before they did it and said, okay, we may need to track these people. With computers nowadays, you can track people.
You can.
Right? And they just decided, because they didn't think it out, because the guy did it without thinking about it, which is what he does about everything. And then he doesn't realize that you're going to lose your kid. But anyway, thanks for the interview. This is acornradio.org. You go on the internet and you can listen to yourself talk. And it goes all over the world.
What
all
about that world. Nazi thing? Will that sound really bad?
Say it again.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly what you feel like.
And do a quick interview.
Yeah, they got.
There you go.
They got
why are you here today? We're at a demonstration against immigration policies of the President of the United States.
I'm here because we all have to support each other. Anybody who's marginalized in this society, which is mostly anyone who's not white, cis, male, straight, everybody else, we're on the menu, and they're sitting at the table. And we have to bring attention to all of our causes, especially immigration.
Well, it looks like about 10,000 people a day, huh?
Maybe nine.
Well, this is going to be on the radio. It's going to be called acornradio.org.
Okay.
And you just go on there about 4 days from now, and you can see your interview along with all these other people I interviewed.
Excellent. That's a
thanks
good
for
idea.
The interview. Here you go. This is Acorn Radio. And this is Oral Fitzsimmons. We're still at the immigration rally in Houston, Texas. And I've just met a man from Oregon. Tell us why you're here in Houston, and then tell you why you're here at the rally.
I'm Dean Hatzenbieler from Salem, Oregon, and we 30,000 youth from the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America came to gather together our national gathering that takes place every 3 years in NRG Center. There's they're learning about their faith, and our theme is "This Changes Everything." This is my first one, and I'm 66 years old.
A young guy.
But we brought a bunch of youth from 14 to 18 years of age to experience Christ and experience Houston.
Great.
And reach out to the community. The work that we're doing is helping clean up continuing cleanup from the hurricane. Harvey and going to the YMCA and working with kids and packing books. And
I remember the Y. I love it.
Yeah.
Listen, now you're the convention's here, but it seems like you have quite a few people here at this rally, so they were given the option if they wanted to come down here.
Yes, correct.
Well, that's wonderful.
Yeah, we got to make a choice.
Make a choice. Stand up for something.
Yeah, and our kids, as young as they might, you know, 16 years old, they are establishing convictions in their lives.
I wonder what people would think if back in the day someone came into the manger and took Christ away from his mama. How people would think about that? That'd be pretty bad, wouldn't it?
That would be
and that's what's going on in this country right now. Not Christ, but little babies.
Yeah.
Being taken. One was taken while she was breastfeeding the baby. Now, what's the best thing for a baby to eat when he's a little baby?
We know what that
breast
is.
Breast milk,
yeah,
right?
Mama's milk.
And that soldier or that policeman took that baby from that mother. How does it get worse than that in your imagination?
I can't.
That's pretty much it.
I can't be imagined.
And supposedly, and the rest of the world thinks that's America now. Get used to it. And it's sad.
It breaks my heart.
Well, if you get a chance, I know you're busy this weekend, but there is a blog that goes out every day that my son does, and it's called Resistance Praise. And it's a prayer every day about Mr. Trump and how we can maybe get this country back by opposing him, by resisting him. So if you get a chance, it's on the internet, Resistance Praise. Go check them out. There's all kinds of different ministers that contribute articles to that, but it's posted every day on the internet. And go ahead and tell those 30,000 people you're with to go there, too.
We'll have a huge worship service tomorrow.
Well, Resistant Praise is a good place to go and get your Bible verse, your prayer, and a little commentary on what's going on in this country. Thanks a lot for the interview.
Bye-bye. So I got to plug in.
Refugees are welcome here. Refugees are welcome here.
Say it loud!
Refugees are welcome here!
Say it clear!
Refugees are welcome here! Refugees are welcome here! Refugees are welcome here! Refugees are welcome here!
Say it clear, refugees are welcome here.
Refugees are welcome here.
Say it loud, say it clear.
Refugees are welcome here.
Say it loud, say it clear.
Refugees are welcome here.
Hello, I'm in the middle of a crowd marching down a main street of Houston, Texas, going to Ted Cruz's office to tell him that babies don't need to be incarcerated.
This is what democracy looks like. This is what democracy looks like. This is what democracy looks like. This is what democracy looks like.
Tell me what democracy looks like.
Well, the march has ended, and we're still in deep in the heart of Texas. We marched down from City Hall down to Senator Ted Cruz's office and let him know how we disliked young children being taken away from their mothers. It's a great demonstration. Maybe 1,000, maybe 2,000 people. The streets were full. The crowd was ecstatic, as you could hear on the program. And we're just asking everyone to be sure to tune in on a regular basis to acornradio.org and listen to things that are going on all over this country and all over the world. And signing off from deep in the heart of Texas, Oral Fitzsimmons, Field Director for Local 100.
This program is produced by the Arkansas Broadcasting Foundation, KABF-FM in Little Rock, Arkansas, and is distributed through Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, serving the needs and interests of low and moderate income Americans.